The scripture for today's message is Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And he said, "If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." Amen.
우리는 만민의 36년의 역사 속에
In 36 years of Mammon's history, we've been witnessing signs and wonders. The power of God just kept on increasing. So we came to know about the spiritual realm, the invisible spiritual realm. And through these kinds of works, the world evangelism was being has been accomplished. And God's glory is revealed. And yet, the senior pastor who made all these things possible is still fulfilling the measure of justice. Because this world, in this generation, they don't have faith. And because even if they want to receive answers from God, they lack faith. So even for these people, He is fulfilling the measure of justice on their behalf, so that they can receive an answer. And he still hopes, wishes for everybody who is coming to the summer retreat to receive an answer. And we've seen in this past leadership conference, we saw how he was fulfilling the measure of justice for us. He had no problem, physical problem at all. But on the first day of the conference, he had a problem with his knee. For an ordinary people, it could have been a very serious problem. But he was rather worrying about the people around him, that they might worry about him. So he was saying, "I'm okay, this is going to pass, and soon this is going to pass." So he was only making a profession of faith. And the reason why he had a trouble with his knee, he couldn't even walk properly, was because it was to break our fleshly thoughts that are deep in our bones, deep in our frameworks, so that people could receive all the words with yes and amen and not doubt the message preached. And when I saw the faces of the attendees, and when I heard about their responses through the leaders, there was nobody who was saying, "I couldn't understand it, I couldn't accept it, I wonder whether it's true, you know, how can there be such things in the spiritual realm?" But rather they were saying they were amazed by the things they heard about the spiritual realm. And it is absolutely true. And this, our shepherd and this church is loved by God so much. And they could understand God, to what kind of person God gives His power, and how evil spirits submit before the power of God, submit to the power of God. And if you have any fleshly thoughts, you might wonder, how can these things be possible? How can the senior pastor talk about how can Lucifer be afraid just because senior pastor said he would drive out demons? But because we have experienced so many things already, so many powerful works of God, so we don't have to doubt at all. And also, of course, we have seen this part of God, so and we've seen the senior pastors subduing the diseases, so many kinds of problems. So we accepted all the messages preached. So this way, our frameworks of thoughts and self-righteousness were not agitated during the leadership conference. But he had this problem only for 2 days in the leadership conference. I went to the prayer house on Wednesday and Thursday after the conference was over. And his knee was totally different from Monday and Tuesday. It was absolutely normal. He even did exercise with us.
그러니까 뭐 무릎이요. 다른 것들도 조금씩 더 나아지신다라고 말씀도
하셨는데. He also said everything else was getting better too, not just the needs. You know, it was just absolutely only solely for our behalf. He didn't do anything. He didn't get injured or anything. He preached the message on Sunday, and he didn't have any problem. But suddenly, out of nowhere, out of blue, he had to suffer. His knee was bad. Kind of, he couldn't walk properly on Monday and Tuesday. So he fulfilled a measure of justice for us, solely for us. And from Wednesday, so our self-righteousness was not as stated. And we could just accept the message, give with yes and amen. And on Wednesday and Thursday, his knee was perfectly fine. So this way, he is fulfilling the measure of justice for us. And if we believe in this fact, we will do the least bit that we have to do in order to receive an answer from God. So I'm delivering the message, God the Healer, that was preached by the senior pastor. And this message tells us how we can, why the diseases came upon us and how we can be healed. So, in the remainder, until the remainder of the time, until the summer retreat, I hope you will prepare yourself so that you can receive answers in the summer retreat. The reading passage says, I, the Lord, am your healer. So, if you believe in God, we should be spiritually and physically healthy. But there are so many people who say they believe in God, but many of them still suffer from diseases, and they don't even understand why diseases came upon them. But that is why they can't solve the problem of diseases. You know, the world is becoming increasingly more stained with sins, more and more sins, greater sins. So there are new diseases. And sometimes they don't even understand the cause of the disease. There are quite a few incurable diseases which they don't have a clue about the cause. Sometimes they lose the muscle. Even young people, when they get this disease, they begin to lose muscles. So they can't walk, they can't move because they don't have any muscle. So even with the development of science, they don't even know the cause of the disease, or they don't have any cure for the disease. There are quite a few diseases which they don't have a cure. But God knows everything. He knows all about the causes and the cures. And God didn't hide all those answers, but He let us know everything in the Bible. But why is it that so many Christians still get sick and get diseases? And how come they don't understand why? So how pitiful this situation is. It's because they're not taught properly. The pastors, they don't teach them properly. And through prayers, there are few who pray and understand why these things come upon us. But through the senior pastor, we've heard everything. We have received all the answers, even the causes of diseases and the answers. I'm going to deliver this message in at least two sessions as to why diseases came upon us and how we can be healed of all diseases. So within two short sessions, can we understand everything? Yes, we can. Because the senior pastor received all the revelation from God, the Father, so we have the causes and the solutions to problems too. So how thankful we must be. And there are things that are not, they can't be solved by modern science, even nervous breakdown, even mental problems. We have all the answers here. So we are all mommy members who are so blessed. If you have faith, like in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, you'll receive the blessing of being prosperous in all things and being in good health, just as our soul prospers. Why is it that so many believers are suffering from diseases and they don't receive answers from God or healing? Before I give you the answer, let us understand why, how disease came up into mankind in the first place. When God created heavens and earth in the beginning, there was no disease. everything was clean. Everything was most appropriate. Every environment, all the environments, they were perfect. The human beings, there was no disease. There was no germs or viruses. But it changed since Adam's fall. Because of sin, everything changed. So everything was cursed along with human beings who sinned. So since then, they came into being. These viruses, germs, and all the things, dirty things that deliver germs. You know, in summer, you kind of suffer because of mosquitoes. But for mommy members, we have a very good way to get rid of mosquitoes. We have dragonflies. There was a sister who was helping me. She came to my house once to help me with something. And she was looking out the window. So I looked out the window also. And she said, there was a swarm of dragonflies. And I said, yeah, it's there every year. Since senior pastor brought down dragonflies, I have two windows in my room, in my bedroom. And over toward that side, probably there are harmful insects over there. So in the air, there is always these swarms of dragonflies as if they were standing guard. I don't look out the window very often, but sometimes when I do, I see these dragonflies all the time. The swarms of dragonflies, always there. So every time I look out the window, I see the dragonflies. So she was happy to see it too, his sister. So how blessed are we? Because the out the window of our residence is Borame Park. So there are many trees. So there are some animals too, even. And so there are many trees, and so there are many insects too. But with the dragonflies, God always protects us. But usually, unbelievers, they have these flies and mosquitoes in summer. And they're dirty. They sometimes bring diseases upon people, deliver diseases. They are carriers. But God didn't create them. Because of sin of Adam, this earth was cursed. And when it was cursed, all these harmful things and dirty things came into being. And also, the earth is polluted. God didn't pollute the earth, but as people became selfish, they began to destroy the nature, and they came to pollute the earth. And all these things caused harmful, physically harmful things too. So people came to suffer, and whether innate or later, they have infirmities, weak things, disabilities, and they are carriers, viruses, germs. It's not God created all these things, but after man's sin, all these things came into being because of the curse. So the original cause of diseases is Adam's sin. So since then, people came to suffer from diseases because we are living in kind of a polluted environment. So it is something natural that people have to suffer from diseases. And does that mean we have no way out? Of course not. Exodus 15:26 says, God said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight and give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. All the diseases are in the power of God, too. It doesn't mean God gives diseases. God can protect us from diseases. And God can either allow or stop disasters. He has all the authorities and power, but that doesn't mean God gives disease to a particular person in each and every single case. He already allowed the authority to the part of the darkness, part of devil, so that they can have control over these diseases and these things of darkness. But even though the devil tried to bring diseases upon us, God protect us. so that they cannot touch us.
For those who
keep the word of God, God protects them so that the enemy devil cannot bring diseases upon them.
하나님의 말씀대로 지켜 순종하는 사람들에게는 환경에 상관없이 어떤 질병
Those who keep the word of God, they don't have to suffer from anything because they are protected by God. We can see this from the 10 plagues. Very well. These plagues were inflicted upon all the lands of Egypt, but only except Goshen, where the sons of Israel were staying. The land of Goshen suffered from nothing. The 10 plagues referred to all the diseases that are in the world. God inflicted 10 plagues upon the land of Egypt, and yet He protected Goshen. In the same way, even though so many people are suffering from diseases, so many problems, disasters, all kinds of things, accidents, and so many other things, God protects His people and the believers. They don't have to worry about anything. And just by reading passage, we can understand that He can protect Goshen. He can protect the believers. So we understand why diseases came into the mankind. It's the result of sin, not keeping the word of God. If you will give earnest ear to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, and give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, God said He will put none of the diseases on us, which He has put on the Egyptians. So He will protect us in all things. This is the promise of God. On the contrary, if you violate the word of God, God cannot protect you. So the fundamental cause of diseases is that we violate the word of God. We don't keep the word of God. And we don't do the righteousness. And righteousness here means righteousness in God's sight and not our sight. We learn from many people as we grow up. We learn from teachers, parents, and from other friends. And that's how we made ourselves. We formed ourselves. So there are many kinds of righteousness that we consider is righteous. But not righteousness in the sight of God. So we have to first understand what righteousness in the sight of God is. Because we belong to the kingdom of heaven, we have to follow the law of heaven, which is the word of God. So violating the word of God is sin. And when we sin, God can't protect us. And because when we are not protected by God, we will suffer from diseases. The Bible tells us in many places that diseases are caused by sins. In John chapter 5, Jesus healed a man who had been sick for 38 years. He couldn't even move by himself. And by the original voice, saying, walk, take your mat, and go. With that original voice, he was healed. And when Jesus met him again with a healthy body, he said to him, in John 5:14, behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you. So it means if we commit sins, something worse will happen. So it tells us the cause of the disease is sin. In Mark chapter 2, there was a paralytic man who was healed, and he was on a mat. He was carried by his four friends. Through the roof, he was let down. And Jesus said in Mark 2:5, son, your sins are forgiven. Before he healed the disease of the paralytic man, he first solved the problem of sin. Because diseases can't be healed if there is sin. So that is why he first forgave the sin. This is the principle in receiving a divine healing. So if you can just follow the principle, stick to the principle. You know how to be healthy. You know when diseases come. You know when problems come. So you have to understand these principles. So if you just keep the word of God, there will be no problem. There will be no disease. But because you didn't keep the word of God, you have diseases. But if you want to be set free from these diseases or problems, you can just begin with repenting of your sins. This is how we can prepare for the summer retreat. Jesus had the authority to forgive sins, so that is why he first forgave the sin of that man. And later he said, Mark 2:11, I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet and go home. And amazingly, this paralytic man just stood up and took his pallet and went home. This paralytic man, he couldn't walk, he couldn't move by himself, so his four friends had to hold each corner of the pallet. Which means he couldn't move at all. But now, just as Jesus said, he stood up and picked up his pallet and went home on foot. And this is the kind of work that we will see in the summer retreat. And as God said, we first have to solve the problem of sin. Then we can receive the solution to any kind of problem. So you might think, because the disease is caused by sins. Just because you repent of your sins, can all kinds of diseases be healed? Well, you try to repent, but you don't really know how to really repent. And even though you really repent, you don't have the power to actually heal the disease. So what saying you have to repent of your disease is that this is the least bit that you have to do. And with in addition to that, there is the power of the shepherd so that you can receive the answer. You can receive the healing. So you have to understand what your sin is. And I hope you will solve the problem of sin first. On the contrary, if you don't have any sin, there won't be any diseases coming upon you. And where there is no sin, the diseases will leave. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 12 says, then it shall come about because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness, which he swore to your forefathers. Verse 15, the Lord will remove from you all sickness. And he will remove from you all sickness. On the condition that for those who keep all commandments of God, the Lord will remove from these people all sickness. And he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but he will lay them on all who hate you. If you keep all the words of God, he will not lay any of the diseases upon us. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says, if we keep all the commandments of God, all the statutes, then we will receive all the blessings. On the contrary, if we do not keep the statutes of God, we will receive all the curses. Deuteronomy chapter 28 is the chapter of blessing. And within the chapter, it says, if you don't keep the word of God, you will receive the curses in detail. And also, in detail, it writes about what kinds of diseases they will suffer. So if you want to receive blessings, you can just keep the word of God so you can receive blessings. And also you know, in the Deuteronomy chapter 28, it talks about specific diseases and problems that will suffer when we don't keep the word of God. So the Bible tells us that the cause of diseases is sin. But if we have a disease, we'll have to look back on ourselves as to what kind of command of God we have violated and repent of it so that you can before the summer retreat, so that you can actually receive an answer in the summer retreat. I keep on saying, sin is the cause of diseases. But for some diseases, I'm not stating them because we don't have enough time. And for those diseases, you've already heard so many times. So you know for yourself. And if you really pray with all your heart, you remember your past sins. And you say you repented, but you sometimes you can understand that, there is a part that is not repented, that is not forgiven. So you may still have some evil natures in you, so that you can be reminded of those things, and the Holy Spirit will let you understand, and you can be completely forgiven. So right now, I'm just giving you the outline, the principles, the overview. It's the same with all kinds of other problems. So this is the principle, and you can understand it, and you can apply it to yourself. And if you say, oh, I don't know which specific sin I committed, that's not right. If that is the case, you can ask for consultation of the pastor so that you can understand what specific sins you've committed, so that you can repent of them, and this is how you can prepare for summer retreat. One thing you have to keep in mind is, of course, we've seen the part of the shepherd so many times. And is this going to be the same kind of a summer retreat? Of course not. There'll be much greater part of God manifested. So those who have diseases, problems, you are evangelizing them, and you are doing well. But when you try to preach the gospel to them, you shouldn't say, oh, just come once, and you'll be healed. Absolutely, just by going there. Especially in case of serious disease, terminal diseases. For those who cross the lifeline, they don't have any chance just by attending once. So that's not how you're supposed, that's not what you're supposed to say. But you first have to preach the gospel itself. If they have a disability or other diseases, we have so many testimonies. For each disease, each case, we have so many people who have been healed. So you can introduce to them those testimonies first. Not just with words, you have the data, you have documentation, you have the proof. So along with those things, you can preach to them. And for those who open their heart, they will listen to the message of the cross. And even before the summer retreat, they will come to church and attend the worship services. And also, the Mamin presbyter will have the, just before the summer retreat, they will have the special healing sessions so that they can attend these sessions. But above all, they should listen to the gospel. They have to read or listen to the message of the cross. They have to know about God and the Lord so that they can easily receive the grace of repentance, and they can be healed by the power of the shepherd. This is how you're supposed to bring them to summer retreat. But that doesn't mean you should say, you're sick because of your sins. But as they keep on listening to the message of God, they will understand. And as they listen to the message of the cross, they will understand because of their sins, the Lord had to take the cross. And because of their sins, they are suffering from these problems. They will understand by themselves. So you can't teach them everything within a short time, short period of time, but because only with this message of the cross they can have true faith. So this is how you're to preach to them. One of the most important part in God the Healer is there are some nervous breakdown and mental problems. Actually, this is the third category in the God the Healer message. But because we have in the summer retreat, we have there are people who are preparing to be healed of these mental disorders, nervous problems. So I will focus on this. I'll talk about these nervous problems, mental problems in detail. Nerve is any kind of cord-like bundles of fibers made up of neurons through which sensory stimuli and motor impulses pass between the brain or other parts of the central nervous system, in the eyes, glands, muscles, and other parts of the body. Also, it means nervous agitation caused by fear, anxiety, or stress. When you say nerves. So, from TV news about accidents, all these things you hear, that they can't control their anger. And they just, this is out of norm. Just because they looked at them, they can't control their anger. So they hit them, beat them up. This is also a mental problem. So this, when we hear about this nerves, when it is, it goes wrong, you can't control your emotions, anger. And you feel extreme sorrow, sadness, happiness, all these things. In case of a mental problem, sometimes it's mental problem, sometimes it is also connected with a physical problem. You become depressed or sorrowful if you can't control anger. There's also a physical problem. So it is like nervous gastritis.
뭐 이렇게까지 의학으로는 얘기를 합니다. 그래서 신경성으로 자기가 너무 괴로운
So if you are so nervous, it also causes physical problems. So senior pastor already explained this.
그리고 더더욱 신경적인 문제들의 원인도 아니면 해결 방법도 모르는 질병도
And there are many mental disorders too. Nervous problems. Also, there are not only just demons, but also there are other nervous problems, mental problems that are that can't be helped by modern science or modern medicine. But the senior pastor already received answers about these from God. When you have a nervous problem, all the functions of the body will be deteriorated. So you don't have the power to resist germs, and they can come into your body, and you might suffer. God actually gave this immune system to fight diseases. But when your mental health is compromised, the immune system also gets weakened. If you have truth in you, you know, when there is a problem, you can solve the problem. If you, when you solve the problem in a good way, you don't have to suffer from mental problems. But because people's heart became evil, and as the world is more and more evil, they take everything in an evil way and in a selfish way. They feel in an evil way. They feel in a selfish way. And they suffer. And all these things cause a negative effects on the body. So the body becomes weak and they can't fight the disease. And actually, God actually gave us immune system to be able to fight the diseases. But all these things, they don't work. They don't function properly because of nervous problems. Some of the things of nervous problems is insomnia. Because of nervous breakdown, nervous problems, you don't sleep. You can't sleep. Not just you can't sleep for so many days. You can't sleep at all for so many days. It's a real serious problem. Compulsive behaviors, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, anger management, and violence, and visions, hearing things, seeing things, hallucinations. So, there are so many kinds of nervous problems. And what is amazing, Elder Vin gave me a piece of information. On April 13th, this is a Hanguk Ilbo article. 25% of all adults have gone through mental problem at least once. In Korea, The world is so full of mental problems.
우리나라 성인 3명 중 1명이
One out of four adults in Korea have experienced a mental problem. Maybe there is an increase in the number of 20 in the male in 20s because of seeking jobs, difficulty in finding jobs. And also there are many people who are talking about nervousness. In the modern world, it's really a serious problem. Some of them even can't carry on in the society. So, Senior Pastor already explained, the mental problem is the more important problem because they're in the modern world. They are so much under so much stress and they become more and more evil. So,
뒷받침하고 있습니다. 몸의 기관이 잘못되어서가 아니라
not because bodily parts are not functioning because of mental problems they can't lead a proper normal life.
이 문제 또한 진리로 답을 찾는다면
But if you try to find the answer in the truth you can easily solve this problem. In the world, it's not easy to solve these problems. They don't have the complete cure. You know, what they do is just they prescribe medication. But as soon as they stop taking medicines, it all comes back. And also, the medicines they have complications. You can't completely control all these problems. So they have to suffer from this kind of problem all throughout their lives. But in many cases, they can't solve this problem. Suppose they have dementia at an old age. They try to stop, make it not progress anymore. But that doesn't mean it can be helped. It will get worse. That is why the family members suffer so much. So dementia is one of the greatest problems. But I will explain later if I have time. But with the power of the shepherd, even all these things were healed in case of depression. You know, they have to keep on taking medicines. And as soon as they stop taking medicines, it all comes back. Not just being sad. For some people, they want to run. They want to go out and run and they want to become violent. They want to hit some. You know, they harm themselves. Sometimes, so that is why they become suicidal. And depression often leads to suicide. So if they stop taking medicines, they have to suffer. But taking medicines doesn't mean it'll only get better. There are other complications. So they have to take the medicines for the rest of their lives. And it doesn't mean they are at peace. It's just controlled to some extent. But by the power of the shepherd, by the power of God, you can be completely freed from this depression. You can be healthy. You can be happy. And it's not just a momentary thing. Even after 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 years, for the rest of their lives, they don't have any problem. So this is the power of God. But in the world, they can't completely solve this mental problem. They can't understand all these things. They can't get to the bottom of it, actually. But with the power of God, the fundamental problem can be healed. So regarding our mental problems, something like dementia or mental problems, it's not only for senior people, even those in 20s because of job-seeking stress. Even teenagers, even the little children, they suffer from stress because the evil is prevailing so much in the world. Because of this evil, they cause problems even in the children. You know, even these children, they can't control themselves. They can't control their anger. They can't control their sorrow. They, you know, suppress this kind of anger, sorrow, and resentment. And also, not just suppress them, but there's violent video games, violent friends, violent videos. They keep on accepting this violence. is violence. They inside them, they have distress, they have a resentment, anger. Sometimes they are beaten up by their classmates. They are bullied by the bullies. I'm not saying all of them will go into this kind of the same problem, but when they suffer from these things and when they suppress these feelings, emotions, and in their environment, they accept, keep on accepting evil things through videos, video games, and friends. And in video games, these things they depict like dragons and their messengers that are fallen cherubim, fallen angels. So they see these beasts. They are not cute animals. They're with the horns and evil beasts. They fight and they slay the enemy. And this is just a graphic made by men, but they were all inspired by the evil spirits. So once you get addicted to these games, you're not just addicted to a game. You're addicted. You're connected with the devil inside this that is working through these games. So these little children, you know, they do things that are out of ordinary. Sometimes some teenagers, when they become big in their high schools, they start beating up their parents. And their eyes and their behaviors is very different. Because the anger and resentment they suppressed, and through whatever they saw and accepted, they keep on accepting evil, which is controlled by the enemy devil and Satan. And their mind is controlled by the devil, so they can't control themselves. They can't control their anger. So they become violent, extremely violent. And this is also what is happening in the world. If this is happening to the children, first, the parents, they have to repent first. And you have to get to the bottom of it so that there is a solution to the problem. So why do these nervous problems come? Sometimes you have extreme worries and concerns continually. And it can be accumulated and it can come as nervous problem. And if you keep on accumulating those things, it can become disease. And sometimes you suppress anger, sorrow, depression. So in Korea, we have this hwapyeong, anger disease. Also, it can lead to depression, bipolar disorder, and violence. They have so much hatred toward their parents or friends, and they suppress them. And they keep on accepting evil things from their environment. So it can cause nervous problems. Also, if you keep on committing sins, knowing their sins, then you will suffer in the mind, and it can cause nervous problems, mental problems. We've listened to the word of the truth. We know about sins. Suppose you willfully commit sins, what will happen? You'll have the pricks of pangs of conscience. The Holy Spirit will groan in you, and you'll suffer. And yet you still willfully commit sins. And your mind will be more increasingly taken over by Satan. And as you keep on willfully committing sins, that pain will cause mental problem. And if you follow evil this way, the enemy devil will take over, control you, and there can be mental problems. And once a mental problem sets in, physical problem may follow. So you give your thoughts and mind to the power of darkness, and it is completely controlled by the enemy devil. If you have sound body, sound mind, if you have sound mind, healthy mind, then the enemy devil cannot take your mind. And he'll explain about more details of demons and mental problems in the next session. For those who are suffering from demons, they first have to think about idolatry of their ancestors. Just because believing in God doesn't mean your connection is severed. Suppose your name might be inscribed in Buddhist temple or something. And then you have to get rid of it, and you have to keep on giving thanks to God and keep on living by the word of God so that you'll be severed from the connection of idolatry of your ancestors. So your problem will be solved. Especially if there is a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, you have to really thoroughly repent and prepare for the summer retreat. And I'll talk about the demons next time, in the next session. But there is a case where you have a weak mind and you give up your mind to the enemy, devil, and Satan. There is a weak part so that the part of darkness comes in. So you should, the parents have to help their children so that they can have a healthy mind. Sometimes they study too much and they don't take care of their physical or mental health. You know, they are sensitive. Sometimes they are sensitive. So they are, in these cases, they can be a problem. So I remembered the news. This particular student, he was the top of the class all the time. And he once, he missed this top place, and he committed suicide. Of course, there could be other problems too. But you see that he was not mentally healthy. So studying hard is important, but more important thing is you have to have healthy mind, and you have to have healthy body. So when the parents look at their children, you should think about whether they have good mental health. You shouldn't just push them to study hard all the time. You have to see if they are suffering from their bullies or other classmates. You have to see whether they are suppressing anger and resentment. And later, it can cause problems. So you have to watch for these things too. And even grown-up adults, they have to check whether they have good mental health. When your mental health has a problem, Satan can give you other thoughts to doubt the word of God. Especially if you have many idle thoughts, a lot of thoughts, it's not easy for them to live in the truth. You should try to have the good mental health as best as you can so that you can live by the word of God. There are some people who are demon-possessed, and I will talk about it in the next session. I talked about the causes of mental problems, nervous problems. But the fundamental cause is that you violate the word of God and you don't do the righteousness in the sight of God. You worry about something so much, but the Bible says, rejoice always. Give thanks in all things. Those who have faith, they will not worry about so many things. They don't have concerns. They will just try to please God. And they give thanks in all things, following the word of God, and they ceaselessly pray. So there's nothing to worry about. Suppose you are so sensitive and you have a problem and you're suffering, even physically. But men of truth, men of God, they don't do that. Suppose you think you are doing well in faith, but you have so many things to worry about. But if you really believe in God, God says you have to commit all these things into the hands of God. Worrying cannot change anything. You just commit everything to God and pray with faith. This is really to have faith. But just because you don't have faith, you worry. and you suffer, and you have to repent of it. Oh, I didn't, because you didn't follow the word of God by worrying and not committing things to God. So you have to repent of it and ask for a greater faith. You don't keep sometimes you just focus on something so much and you don't see any other things and you can get into darkness and you focus on something and suppose you think you are right and you don't listen to anybody and you just focus on one thing and eventually you might even receive the work of darkness. Some people, they long for spirit so much and they use fleshly thoughts and they get in, go into a different, in the wrong way of thinking. Some people, they say, I haven't received a measure of faith yet, but I'm in the Holy Spirit. God didn't give it yet, but He will reveal me later. Right now, He has put me in hiding. You know, God doesn't do that. God gives you measure of faith, step by step. Some people, they receive for the first time, measure of faith for the first time, but they are on the rock, 70% of a third level. Some people receive a kind of a measure of faith, but God doesn't hide you now, and you, even though you are in Holy Spirit, you know, that doesn't happen. Of course, they say that they want to change, but they are not changing. They're so earnest. They want to change. But they don't try to be changed, but they have this selfishness. You know, other pastors, they, of course, they are giving advice to others. You shouldn't just think about yourself. You have to care for others too. You have to throw away this evil. But they say, oh, I'm not evil. I pray a lot. I work hard for the kingdom of God, and I do this well. And they only think about what they're doing well. And they don't see their evil attributes. And when Satan gives boost to their arrogance, they think, oh, they're in Holy Spirit. So when there's a person like that, you can have mercy on them, compassion on them, and you can pray for them. And if you are that one, You should drive away Satan as soon as possible. Of course, you say that because you want to be changed very quickly, but it is also selfishness, self-centered frameworks. So I hope you will drive away Satan as soon as possible. Other than this kind of case, you know, you focus on something, your thoughts are focused on something, and you just think you are right, and you don't listen to anybody else. And you can't live a normal life. Although it is not the work of Satan or mental problem, you can see for yourself, check yourself, whether you share your thoughts with others or you just think you're right. Especially if you're suppressing severe resentment, anger, and sorrow, and you can understand that if you love others, if you understand others, you don't have to have any resentment in the first place. But because of your evil, you have these problems and these diseases can come. Some people say, I'm afraid of people. I'm afraid to go to a place where other people are. How evil this is. This is the kind of mental problem they have. It's because you kind of already condemn others as evil people. So you have to understand, you have evil in you and repent of it so that you can be happy. If you are nervous like that, and they suffer physically too. So that kind of thought is wrong. So you have to change this kind of thought. You think others are giving you a hard time, and you hate them. You hate them, and you're suppressing them. You can't get it out, so you suppress them. So this is wrong, according to the truth. You don't express it, but you suppress it, but you just avoid people. You think others are wrong. So you can understand this is evil. And you become depressed. This is because of your evil. So you have to repent of it. Sometimes some people look good. on the outside, but they have a disease and they are weak. And you might wonder why. But being good on the outside is because they look good on the outside in the eyes of man, but they are not good in the eyes of God. Sometimes they look gentle, but they are suppressing so many kinds of emotions. I'm not saying they have to let it out, but they have to stop suppressing. They have to get rid of it. They have to repent and get rid of evil emotions. When other people see them, they look good on the outside. They look gentle on the outside. And yet they suffer, so they wonder why. And it's because they suppress these hard feelings. But that is why they have nervous problems, and it can cause physical problems too. So being good in the truth and being good on the outside are different. Being good in the truth is you forgive, and you don't have to suffer from any hard feelings. You have peace. But sometimes you have some mental problems after suffering from a traumatic experience. But even in this kind of case, if you obey the word of God and forgive, then you can have peace. This problem will go away. The love of God, the love of the Lord, is to forgive and understand even those who can't be understood or those who can't be forgiven. So if you understand and forgive, God will give you peace. So God will be happy with you, and He will answer your prayers very quickly. And if you receive this kind of love of God, suppose you were not, you didn't do anything wrong, but you suffered from a traumatic experience. And if you receive the love of God, all this hatred, anger, this darkness will go away. And this pain in you will also go away. The reason why God is telling us to live by the word of God is to give us health and happiness. It's His love. So if we follow God's words, we'll be happy, happy and healthy. Preparing for this message, there are many cases of healing cases. Those who had nervous problems, mental problems, depression, were healed by the power of the shepherd, power of prayer. Even dementia. Can it be healed? Can it be cured by modern science? There is one. So let me refresh your memory. After some retreat last year, it was a person from Taiwan Manmin Church. But, for the end of June in 2016, this daughter, there was this daughter, her father began to have a problem, and it was a serious dementia. And their family members, they offered a vowed Daniel prayer meeting for 21 nights. And after that, his anger became less. And she attended the summer retreat last year. And she received a prayer. And also she received, submitted a prayer request. And senior pastor prayed on Sunday before the summer retreat. And the father, he wasn't eating. He was sleeping all day long. And he was eating normally. He became active normally. So she received a prayer on Sunday in the worship service. And through that prayer, the father came to eat and became active. And the next day, he also attended the summer retreat in Taiwan through internet in Taiwan Manmin Church. And he became completely normal. And he is perfectly fine.
그 외에도 치매 환자들도 치료받았고요.
And there are other people who are healed of dementia. And also
우리 권능팀의 집사님의 아들. 그래서 자기 뭐
in the world there is something that can not ever be
부모님이 신앙생활하고 믿음생활 잘 하면서 이렇게 일어나서 정상적인
and
이제 학생으로서 초등학생
He is getting better and he is even attending a normal school. Although he was born with autism.
놀라운 감능이 정신적인 문제도
even mental problems that can't be helped by medical science. Of course, driving away demons was done even before the opening of the church. And other things are also being resolved, not just from last year, but also from so many years before. So let me just give you a testimony of a depression. Says a Jim, mission member, the things that he suffered from are the most representatives. Of depression. He is now 45 years old. In 1998, when we had economic problem, he invested in stock market and he lost all his money and also he lost all the investment. And now he had so much debt. And he had the depression and he tried to get his capital money back but he lost all the money he had even severance pay of his mother all his severance pay and everything he lost everything and he had Hwabyong, anger disease, depression And he wanted to give up, but he began working in a restaurant, but he couldn't get rid of this sense of defeat, and he had insomnia, and so he had to drink every night to get to sleep. He began to lose weight, became very thin, and he had to quit his job too. And he was guided to this, he didn't have any work, and he went to insurance company. But because of, he couldn't sell any insurance for 3 months. And he was so tired, and his mother also had paralysis, and he lost all his happiness completely, and he wanted to give up. And when he woke up in the morning, he couldn't move a finger, and he just wanted to commit suicide. His depression, insomnia, Hwabyong, nervous gastritis, losing weight, harming oneself, couldn't move a finger, and he became suicidal. He understood why people commit suicide. And at that moment, he was reminded of his sister, who was always happy. And he was reminded of the deaconesses, whose work was always, results were always at the top. They were attending Mamin Church. So he finally came to Mamin Church and received the prayers, saying, if God is alive, just let me live. And suddenly, his shoulders became opened. Usually they have their... And right away, and the next day, all the gastritis, depression, everything was gone. Just with the one prayer of the senior pastor, all his diseases were healed and he could sleep well after such a long time. And listening to messages, he didn't know the time passed and he realized the word of God and he had hope that his personality could also change by the power of God. And as he began to pray, his facial muscles began to move and within 3 months, he gained about 20 pounds and he received financial blessings too. And even until now, he's leading a good religious life. And she was healed in 2006, such a long time ago. From long time ago, senior pastor was healing these mental problems with prayer. Let me conclude the message. To the part of the shepherd, even mental problems, nervous problems were being healed since a long time ago. And in the forthcoming summer retreat, God says He will heal these mental problems, so we are looking forward to such great and amazing things. And first, we have to understand the fundamental cause, the reason why we suffer from these things in the first place, so that we can receive the answer. We have to find out what kind of violation we've committed of the Word of God. So we have to repent of our evil, putting the blame on other people. And the shepherd is praying more earnestly than we are praying for ourselves. And even at this moment, our Lord is interceding for us. And God the Father, He's always forgiving us when we turn to Him. So let us remember His love and repent of our sins completely, so that you can receive the answers to problems and divine healing. You shouldn't just come with the hope, but with this yearning and longing, repent whatever you have to repent, so that you can receive all the answers on the first day of the summer retreat. Let us pray together, thinking about the message.
어떻게 병이 왔는지 또한 병 중에서도 신경적인 정신적인 문제가 어떻게 왔는지 하나하나 조목조목 이와 같이 목자님의 말씀으로 풀어주셨습니다. 이 말씀을 우리가 들을 때에 나는 왜 이런 어려움과 어둠 속에 사로잡혀 있었는지 왜 슬프고 괴롭고 힘들었는지 깨우치고 깨달아 철저히 회개하고 선과 사랑을 쌓아 이번 학예 수련회 모두가 축복받고 응답받아 영광 돌리는 복된 성도님들 되게 하여 주옵소서. 감사드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor through the video. Please lay your hands on your sick part or lay your hands on your chest for the desire of your heart. Hallelujah. Almighty, our loving Father, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, light come. Please scourge all their terminal and incurable diseases and with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problem, and heart, lung, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neurology, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, and neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened, get up, walk, and leave. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of accidents, and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let no scar remain. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated, bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of the heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean force, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and you, with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from all worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.